Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, Shiv.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hello, Hello Show.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello Show, everybody.
Hey, season 5 mix number 4. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. This is the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun. But most of the time we talk about stuff that happens in the Philippines. But the thing is, we are not in the Philippines.
Right now.
Is that ironic?
Yeah, or makes not? Sense. That makes sense. Makes sense in my mind.
but we are both from the Philippines. We are Filipinos. And this is the Hello Hello Show, everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you just want the hot goss on what happens, you know, what happens in the Twitter world or the Facebook world in the Philippines.
It's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
Oh, X.
Previously Twitter. Known as Twitter.
Twitter, previously known as X. No, X,
previously known as Twitter. But we a little bit of structure regarding the podcast for all the first-time Leche fans and Ube babes out there. Welcome to the podcast. We start with talking about our own lives. It's called Where You Been. So, yeah, we discuss what we've been doing, all the stuff that's going on in our lives, because you guys love it, right? You love it when we talk about ourselves, which is not something that's very common. You know, most people don't like it when people talk about themselves, but you guys seem to like it. So that's why we do it. And then we also have our TTs, our trending topics. What are we talking about today, Rika G?
So today, first of all, we are talking about the issue surrounding Ben and Ben. Somebody posted a not so nice encounter about hiring them.
Mm.
So they posted a whole thing on Facebook. And the thing is, it's on Facebook. It's also on X. But it feels a little bit to me, it feels like it's not backed up by, you know, proof,
right,
or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot of talk. And Ben and Ben also released a statement. So we are going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for my lighting because it's just... you know, we moved to a new place and I don't know where to go first.
Yeah.
<It's> like... Anyway, the next DT and the last DT that we're going to talk about is about Matthew Perry,
mm-hmm,
who recently passed away. And we're not just going to talk about, you know, the
impact,
sad news. We're also going to, we're also going to talk about, you know, how he was and, you know, what he did for other people when he was alive. So, you know, just commemorating one of my favorite friends.
Our friend, everybody's friend, right? I feel like
it really
made an impact with that show, but also just in general as a human being. So you can jump straight to the timestamps if you want. Go to the description if you want to skip the Where You Been. But we also have got this a question, which we'll answer some leftover questions from last week that we didn't get to. I know a lot of Leche fans enjoyed that from last mix. So you can also go to the timestamp for that. But let's start with Where You Been. And I know that you went to go do some stuff for your new place, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week was quiet. And it's also an eventful week because, you know, we did move into our new place. And it's very nice. It's like what dreams are made of. You know, we have a refrigerator.
BR ba yan? May BR ba yan?
Huh?
Ilang BR?
Yeah, just one.
Okay,
just
one BR.
Yeah, dude, that's totally like so much.
Yeah.
For me, it's really amazing.
Mm.
And the best thing about like this whole place, to be honest, and I'm not bragging, I'm just really thankful, it's the appliances are integrated. You know what I mean? Like, yung refrigerator, hindi siya like standalone. Like, it's in the wall. Hindi siya halatang, may refrigerator. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I only see these things on Instagram. And now we're living here. Anyway, so it's a pretty exciting week because it's the first week that we actually stayed here. and we enjoyed the place. We did go to IKEA because we wanted to shop for, you know, bits and bobs. That's what they say here in
bits
the UK.
And bobs.
Like, that's what they say. Like, you know, just a few bits and bobs over there.
Ano yung equivalent ng bits and bobs sa Tagalog? Mga chorva.
Mga chinenelin. Mga chinenelin at chanas. Oh, bumili kami ng mga chinenelin. Tapos, so, on our way there, so this was the first time I've, you know, like, I took the public transportation going to IKEA because the last time we went there was by car. So we took a train and then after that, we took a tram. So the tram is like a train, pero hindi ko ma-explain. Pero parang siyang katabi mo lang yung mga roads.
Roadside train.
Oo, parang roadside siya. Tapos pwede kang mag-cross in between the tracks, which you can't do in the train tracks, diba? Mm. So anyway, in the tram, it was a pretty intense experience because there were a few inebriated, you know, individuals.
Okay.
Inebriated!
Mga lasingero.
Mga lasing, basically. And then one of them peed in the tram and it was a small vehicle, so we could hear the splashing of the pee in the... Oh! Tapos parang ako, ang pinaka natatakot ako dun sa whole experience na yun was the smell. Kasi natakot ako na parang, shit, what if umihi siya tapos maamoy namin sa buong tram na
hindi niyo
naamoy. Papanghe. Hindi namin naamoy. I think like may vents or whatever.
Okay.
And the thing is, hindi ko pa tayo sinasabi, the thing is, nag-yossi siya sa loob, which you can't
Damn.
Do. And I think it's illegal to do it in like public transportation. Mm. So parang ako, wow, the balls of this person. But also, you know, he was probably really drunk and didn't know, you know, whatever. But anyway, they were also like shouting at each other kasi they were a group. It's parang, fuck off, man! Yeah! Ganun-ganun. Tapos parang ako, shit, ano nangyari? I mean, like, obviously, a lot of people just ignore them. Pero parang ako, I want to keep an eye on them kasi ayokong like lumapit sila sa akin or whatever.
Did he pee like he took his thing out or he just peed his pant? Oh,
no, he like literally pumunta siya sa corner with the intent of peeing. Okay,
Damn.
The intent of peeing was there. Tapos nagsasorry, dude, like habang nag-umii siya, nagsasorry siya like, sorry guys, sorry. I mean, like, obviously, I'm sure he's not a bad person. You know what I mean? He just really needed to pee at that moment. But, you know, that's not where you do it. So, I don't know what happened to them. Hopefully, they're fine. But that was my tram experience
nice.
In London.
Welcome.
Don't let that stop you from riding the tram because it's actually really nice.
Okay.
We went to IKEA. We got, you know, Swedish meatballs. It's really nice. And then we also got a few bits and bobs.
Bits
we
and
got
bobs.
Organizers. You know, those like little like white boxes that you just put random things in it, which is honestly for me a lifesaver because you just don't realize it. Look around your room right now, everybody, and you have like a random pen or a random paper clip or like a piece of like pad paper na hindi mo alam kung saan lalagay.
Mm.
So like that's the reason why we bought that. And then we also got a table, but we had it delivered because, you know, I feel like the tram is not a place for a huge table.
Mm. Buti may stock sila. Kasi dito sa Philippines na IKEA, lagi out of stock. Yung mga bagay. I mean, you went before, right? But I've been a few times. Lagi out of stock yung mga items. So weird.
Yeah. And, well, I feel like because, you know, IKEA in the Philippines, that's just one. Diba isa lang yung IKEA sa Philippines. And here, it's like in London... itself, they have like three, I think.
Ba?
So, so nung pumunta kami, walang tao. And we went at a really nice time also because it was also like parang paggabi na and they were almost closing or whatever. So, wala masyadong tao, which was really nice. Because my experience in the Philippines, parang like nagra-rides, gano'n. Nag-aantay ka para sa rides. Like, nakapila kayo, gano'n.
Lalo pag weekend, like it's still packed on weekends as far as I remember.
But to be fair, I do have advice for all you guys. If you guys are like dating or whatever, you want to take somebody on a date. For me, I think IKEA is a really nice like third date I mean, it's not like you're shopping for your own, your place together, or whatever. It's just nice to just look around and maybe buy something cute, diba? Mm. They have like cute stuff there. So maybe, okay, do you think third date or maybe like well into the relationship?
That's a, diba pumunta sila sa 500 days of summer?
Yeah.
But they were dating so for parang, a while. Third date, medyo, ano, feel ko early yun, ha?
Oh, sige, parang basta you're dating for like half a year.
Yeah, half a year. Parang okay na, half a year.
Kasi parang cute lang siya. You get to like sit on, you know, the tables. Mm. You get to play around with the kitchen utensils. Mm. Ganyan. So that's really nice. That one, IKEA and Decathlon, for me.
Oy, Decathlon, really masayang Decathlon.
Decathlon is such a great date idea. And then it's also free. You know, you don't have to spend anything really. But if you want to, it's also not, you know, expensive there. So, kung gusto mo talaga ng pogi points, di ba? Yeah. Parang, oh, sige, bilik ko na kasi. Bibilin na kita ng, ano, golf bag.
Golf bag. Golf bag, like, the way to your heart. Golf bags.
Like, bilin na kita ng fishing hat or whatever.
Maganda yung mga, I like their yung mga folding chairs dun sa Decathlon. I want to buy one for my car,
really
too,
nice.
For my car. Ganda.
Yeah, they're really nice. Actually, yeah. So those are my tips for you if you guys are dating. So we got a few stuff from IKEA. One of the things that we got is like a watering can.
Mm.
And I want to show the people on street on TikTok and on Instagram. Wait, let me get it.
Singing it. By the way, we are on TikTok and Instagram.
Actually, no, sa baba, but okay. I don't care. Okay. This is the watering can. Look, it's so nice, right?
Mukha siyang flower pot na ano.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's a watering can. Honestly, you can use this as a vase. Pero yeah, you can be like...
So wait, are you using that to water plants or to pour water?
Okay. We're using it to water plants.
Oh, so you have plants. Right now. Oh my God.
We do have plants.
My
but,
gosh.
To be honest, in this place, it's like 70% fake. 30% real plants because
I'll bend the sack in your fake. I really don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Fake.
We actually got a fake fig tree. If you guys look it up, it's really nice. As in, like, very, very minimalist ng itsura niya, like, in places. You can just, like, it can really elevate a room with just the fig tree. It's really nice. So we got that one. A fake one. And then we also got like a fake like hanging like plant. Yung para mahaba. Which is, you know, it adds, I don't know, dimension.
Character.
It adds character to the place. Mm. So yeah, those are what we did. So going home from IKEA was actually also not a breeze because it was raining. And, you know, we got stuff that's not supposed to be wet. Kasi may mga cardboard, may mga ganyan. Mm. So yeah, after that, actually, so we just designed the place. But I did actually watch something new this week, which is a surprise.
Really?
Yeah. So I watched the movie The Old Ways, and it's about this journalist who went back to his to her. I always mix up his and her, but she went back to her. What do you call this? Like where she grew up in, which was in Mexico. And then she went to get a story in this place that you're not supposed to go to. Kasi parang superstition is like may mga bad spirits doon and it can cling on to you. And that's what exactly happened to her. Parang may bad spirit na nag-cling on to her.
Karma.
And then, I know, karma. No, parang napaisip nga ako na parang, I mean, journalist din naman ako, pero pag sinabi nila na wag ka pumunta doon, parang ayoko pumunta. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, but I do know that, you know, sometimes if you need to get a story, you really need to go there.
Right.
But anyway, the thing is, like, the antagonist of the story is also, like, it's like an anti-villain type of thing kasi kinapture siya ng bruja, which is, like, a witch that will exorcise her, like, basically will take out the bad spirit from her body. But parang medyo conflicted ka if they're a good person or not. Kasi
Until the end.
Kasi okay. Hindi. Actually, in the middle of the story, you're kind of getting na parang, ah, okay, so... I mean, good naman pala yung intentions nila. It's just that she's being held captive. Like, literally, she's in chains. She's being fed goat's milk, which I honestly don't know the significance of it up until the end. I didn't know the significance of
the goat's
milk.
But they explain goat's milk.
Hindi.
Ah, okay.
Hindi nila in-explain kung bakit, like, she's being forced fed goat's milk the whole time.
Okay.
Siguro parang it's just an added layer of creepiness. Kasi literally pinapour sa bibig niya. Tapos parang, oh, ganun, ganun. Anyway, but at one point in the movie, I must say, if you're that type of person, medyo magigets mo na ending. Medyo. Okay. So, but yeah, like, it's not really that satisfying. And then, what I also like about the movie, they tackled, like, the bad spirit in her. Kumbaga parang, ang tawag mo ba sa ganun? Parang juxtaposition. Whoa!
Journalist!
Juxtaposition. Na parang, meron kasi siyang addiction and that's what she's facing. Kumbaga parang sinasabi nila na, for me ah, sinasabi nila na yun yung demon inside her.
Right.
So, okay. And at the end, hindi ko din alam if like, so ano na nangyari dun sa part ng story na meron siyang addiction. So hindi na siya tinaka. So, I don't know. I mean, I do recommend it because it's not the scariest thing that you can watch on Halloween or like in this scary time, spooky time.
Spooky times.
It's also not like, so it's not very scary, pero hindi rin naman siya like light watch. So, you know, and yeah, so it's just something that I feel like if you're a type of person na hindi masyadong nag-explore with new movies, this would be a really nice movie kasi hindi mo kailangan ng kahit anong like information about it. Okay. You know, you just watch it and then you leave. So yeah, that's what I watched also.
Ooh.
And then last one. I actually met up with a friend this week.
Charlotte? My favorite.
No.
Oh, that's Charlotte? Charlotte's my favorite.
I know, but
I miss
Charlotte though. You know what? I really want to show you a photo of me and Charlotte that we're together and that our friendship is real. Okay? It is not
I believe
fake.
You.
Just kidding. No, but still, I do want to show you a photo of me and Charlotte. Wait lang. Oh my gosh, I lost it. Biglang ganun. Biglang, oh no, I lost our photo. I'm so sad. No, literally, I lost our photo.
Talaga?
Oh my God.
Baka nasa cloud.
Baka nasa cloud.
Nagka-cloud ka ba?
Yung
iPhone ko, parang may automatic na cloud, but I don't know.
Ito.
Ayan.
Wait lang. I'm sorry, Charlotte, for exposing your face on the podcast.
Ayun,
but it's real.
How cute.
It's real.
Okay, and she's wearing headphones.
Yeah, she's wearing headphones. She always has headphones. She always loses her, you know, refillable cup. It's fine. Nice. That's her personality. We love her.
Good old Charlotte. That's so Charlotte of her.
But yeah, I met up with a friend. She's actually in the same position as me because she also did masters here in the UK for a year, also now looking for work. And it's just really nice to connect with someone who's in the same place as you. It really makes you feel like, you know, you're not alone in whatever, you know, you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually from the same college. We had the same professors. So maraming, ang tawag mo dito? Like marami kaming like,
crossovers.
It's just that we were not really friends before this. So I think yung main connection talaga namin is that we're both in the UK. So, and you know me, like I'm not really the type of person to have new friends or whatever. It's just that I kind of made a promise to myself, especially at this time of my life, that I cannot do things alone at this point. Like we all know that at some point you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to connect with that friend kasi parang feeling ko, you know, I can learn something from her. Maybe she can help me out also. And, you know, we can compare experiences and stuff like that. And plus, I just really need a friend, you know, here. I mean, I know we have all of you guys listening right now, but you know, it's just nice to connect with someone who understands you, and you don't have to like put up a front. As in, literally, he never pa kami nag-usap ng deep before
until
like,
you met
it
up.
It would just until we met up, like literally before, like we would just react sa mga stories ganyan. But until we met up, we were like, once we sat and then we, you know, we talked about our lives, talagang biglang deep na siya about like, you know, job hunting and your career, even relationships, my family, best friend ko, yung ganun-ganun, wow. Bigla na lang. And for me, actually looking back, parang naisip ko na that was a really nice interaction kasi I'm really not that type of person with just anybody, mm-hmm. which means that I feel like I was in good company. Na parang wala akong na-feel na inhibitions or wala akong na-feel na ayoko actually mag-share kasi baka siraan niya ako or whatever. Kasi alam mo, honestly, I don't know if I've told you this, pero minsan ganun ako. Yung parang, I don't want to reveal too much on the first interaction kasi ayokong magkaroon sila ng bala sa akin. Like, ganun ako lagi.
Are
know.
You a politician?
Feeling ko lang.
Not everyone's out to get you, man.
Exactly. Pero parang feeling ko lang, like, preening lang ako.
Okay.
Like,
preening
ako.
No, makes sense.
That's
makes
why,
sense.
Alam mo yun, na parang hindi, gets mo ba, na parang, once I find my people, I stick with those people. Like, literally, why do you think, you know, we've been doing this shit for 5 years?
True.
And, you know, so parang, ganun ako, na parang once I stick, I find my people who I know I can trust, I really, most of the time, I never let go. So you know what, Charlotte's a permanent thing.
Hey, Charlie. You know? Charlie. Ano, Charlie?
Charlie. Ano? Char.
Char.
Hindi na siya makakawala sa akin.
Nice.
So anyway, I think I want to end with that. So Finn,
all right. I did mention last mix that I was going to the States, and I'm already here actually. I'm in the US, but before I talk about the trip here and what the, you know, the future plans are for the next 2 weeks or so, I want to talk about a cool ass event that we went to. So kami ni Marissa and one of Marissa's friends, her name is Bea. We met up there. It's called Swiftchella, bro. Swiftchella. Ang ganda ng
so
event.
So it's a festival.
It's a festival honoring talaga. Parang oh. Celebrating yung release ni Taylor Swift, yung Taylor's version ng 1989. It was held at McKinley Whiskey Park in my BGC. And it was organized by Club Red PH. So Club Red pala, if I'm not mistaken, it's para siyang umbrella title ng mga like Swiftie fans. So I guess there's a Philippine arm ng Club Red. So Club Red PH yung name ng organizing committee or crew. You can search them on Instagram. So they were the ones that hosted this, and there were limited tickets, so we had to buy in advance kasi sold out yung ano yung Gen Ed and yung VIP. And it was just there were guest performers, and then si Taylor Sheesh. Si Taylor Sweep.
Oh, damn!
Then, yeah, Taylor Sweep, Taylor Sheesh, at si Lady Gagita, who had, for me, the best performance out of everybody. They had some people that actually sang, like, di ba si na Taylor Sheesh, they just lip-sync. They had some other performers that actually sang renditions of, you know, Taylor Swift songs. The one girl who was, for me, the best, like, live singing performance, si Clap. Mm-hmm. Cloud Loud, I think her name, or Loud Cloud. Okay. Search lang din yung sa Club Red PH na Instagram. She was so good. She did yung mga songs sa Reputation era, Reputation album.
Yeah.
But overall, man, it was so fun. Like, kasi I mean, I know you're not the biggest Swiftie fan, although you did like Miss Americana.
I did.
Right?
I did.
For me, I've always been a fan of Taylor Swift, like since high school. Like I heard Taylor Swift. Yung unang experience ko kay Taylor Swift, nandun ako sa classroom, high school pa ako nito. I was in Washington State, and there's these like two white girls talking like, my God, I love her lyrics. Wala, nag-eavesdrop lang ako eh. So who are they talking about? Basta, and I said, parang the name of the song was Our Song.
Oh my God, Our Song.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah. Okay. So, yun, did download good. And then ever since then, I've kind of just been, I wouldn't say like following her career, but yeah, Taylor Swift was a name that always was in my mind. And then when she came out with You Belong With Me, you know, that album, you know, it was all forever like cemented as, wow, she's really good. And daming ang bangers, like, diba when we talked about Rihanna before sa Super Bowl,
we
only realized that ang dami palang hits ni Rihanna that we are like that are iconic, and Taylor Swift has so many. Like I have a top 15, as in those are all Billboard charting songs, man. The ones that I like. So it started out when we went to the event mismo. Like we went really early because they VIP kami. Yeah, they had free, like they had mga drink coupons. It was sponsored by Charles and James, which is like a whiskey brand. So lahat mga drinks nila, mga mixed drinks, and they had the names of the drinks were like Parang Cruel Summer. Yung mga titles ng songs, mga ganun.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Wildest Dreams, yung isang name ng drink, di ba? And they were playing, yung when we first came in, yung isang documentary. Hindi Miss America na eh. Para siyang following her on tour. So they had that on screen. And then, I just want to say, I guess, I mean, to wrap up, like, the Swiftchella in a nutshell, the Swifties, lalo na yung mga Pinoy Swifties, ang supportive nila. They everyone was singing. It, para siyang ano eh, like you were really in a Taylor Swift concert. Oh my god.
And then can you imagine if it's actually like a Taylor Swift concert?
It really felt, I mean, because diba hindi makakapunta sa Taylor Swift sa Philippines. That was the closest that you could probably get to feeling a live Taylor Swift-esque event in the Philippines. So if you ever get a chance to go to another Swiftchella, because I think this isn't their first Swiftchella. Eh. They did it a few years ago or they've done it in the past. Go follow Club Red PH on Instagram. It was just the best time. Even if you're not, I feel ko din, if you're not the biggest Swifty fan, because I saw my mga tao din, I think mga boyfriends or mga girlfriends na baka hindi fans ng Taylor Swift, like super fans, everyone was having a good time. And you're just singing your hearts out. Grabe. Pero Lady Gagita, grabe, galing nga. Like Taylor Sweep and Taylor Sheep were great too, but Lady Gagita, may mga backup dancers. Oh my God, it was so cool.
It's a whole production.
It was a production, man. Ang ganda. So shout out Club Red PH. Please go check it out, all right? So that was
it. The thing is, grabe, no? Parang actually this week, I also realized, I was talking to Ryan about it, na parang grabe din yung power ni Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Ni Taylor Swift. She is just not one individual. I mean, the fact na merong organization that, you know, that organizes these events and they're called Red Club and you know what I mean? Like there are like subgroups already about Taylor Swift and they're stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the power of, you know, Taylor Swift by herself and then her music also is just, it's just, you cannot describe it anymore. The fact that like just last month, like the rest of the world, probably nobody knew about, you know, Travis Kelce or whatever. And now, he's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Kahit siguro sa maliit na town in Japan, you know, they're talking about Travis Kelce.
Yung mga games ni yung games ng team niya, like the viewership went up by like thousands simply because association si Taylor Swift.
I mean, I'm sure that he was famous, you know, before. But his fame probably like shot up even more.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrocketed.
Grabe. Yeah. And she's a billionaire now. So, you know, congratulations, you know. Taylor Swift. And so, yeah, that was the kind of the last big thing that I did in the Philippines before flying out. So, kakarating ko lang hapon eh. So, I took United Airlines. And it's their parang inaugural flight lang or like one of their first flights of operation. I don't know if United in general or Manila to San Francisco. It was the first like set of flights na diretso from Manila to San Francisco.
So wala kang stopover. Meron naman. Ah, okay.
Yun yung stopover sa San Francisco. Kasi nasa San Diego. But the flight from Manila to San Fran, walang layover mismo. So yun, 13 hours. Ang bilis kasi nakatulog lang. I just slept the whole flight. Pero ang lamig ng airplane. It was like the coldest flight that I've ever been on, like hands down. Naka shorts kasi normally nag shorts ako sa airplane eh. Grabe dapat na ganun, dapat nag sweatpants ako pare, ang lamig.
Dapat naka scarf
ka. Yeah. And first time ko may experience na mag wifi sa plane. Kasi normally kasi my free messaging sa wifi, United wifi nila. Pero may okay, so meron akong, bago ako umalis sa Philippines, meron akong ano voice over project para sa ABS-CBN. Anyway, so nag-send ako before I left, diba? Tapos bigla, so nag-connect ako sa free messaging. Nag-message yung contact ko dun. Sabi nga, JC, pwede mo ba i-VO to? Sabi ko, yeah, I'll do it when I get to the States. Sabi ko, pwede ba maghintay until tomorrow morning? Sabi nila, kinausap namin yung mga organizers, kailangan daw today. Sabi ko, shit, so ano gagawin ko? Sabi nila, pwede ba phone recording?
Oh my
god. Pumunta ako sa CR. I nagdala ako ng kumot kasi wala akong mic eh. So kahit mic na ikakabit sa phone. Anyway, I tried my best. And then nag-connect ako sa Wi-Fi. $10 lang naman for the whole flight, which is a good deal I think because I've been to other flights na may pay Wi-Fi. Mahal eh. So $10 free Wi-Fi. Okay, nakaka-TikTok ako and everything, ah. It was so I don't know. It made the flight go by faster in that way as well. So I was able to send a Google Drive link through the Wi-Fi. I was in the sky, bro. And I was able to send a voiceover. Diba? Galing.
And you're not supposed to be there.
Oh, diba? Galing,
you're
man.
You're in the sky.
Yeah. So wala lang. I just want to shout out United. Ang ganda ng ano.
Alam mo, ride. It's really so interesting, you know, life in the plane. Kasi recently, I actually watched like this documentary and I don't know why. I watched this documentary about how they make food for the plane. And then apparently before, when they didn't have the technology or whatever, the, what do you call this? Like the humidity or like the amount of like liquid in the air. Basta parang basically mas dehydrated ka sa air pag nasa airplane ka, ganon. Tapos parang before, what they would do daw pala for the food is they make it saltier. Like they make it saltier kasi in the air, wala ka daw natitikman masyado. That's the reason why they do that. And then nowadays, they can actually like increase the humidity or whatever in the airplane by 12% or whatever. So parang it's just interesting na parang iba talaga yung katawan mo when you're up in the air. And True. Like you said, we are not supposed to be there.
I know. Diba? Pero grabe, I mean, that technology, I mean, it's just kind of mind-blowing now. Kasi dati walang Wi-Fi sa airplane.
Walang Wi-Fi, and then,
I mean, not just on this flight, di ba pumunta ako sa Europe, sa Emirates din. And like, I think most major international airlines now, grabe yung entertainment system nila. Like, di ba every, di ba dati, I don't know if how young some of our listeners are, but for people our age, dati kasi may isa lang screen sa harap ng ano. Di ba gets mo? Tapos may projector pa. Tapos wala kang choice if nakaharap na sarap ka ng screen, hindi mo ma-off eh. So you got this fucking movie playing and if you don't want to watch it, you have no choice but to just like look at the projected image. Yeah. Now you have a personal screen on the front of your seat.
And then sometimes it has a remote.
My remote. And the selection is crazy. As in they have literally 200, 300 movies, 50, 60 TV shows with multiple seasons. Grabe. It's really... So night and day from when I was riding planes when I was maybe 10, 11, 12 years old. Yeah, man. So yun, dumating ako San Francisco, tapos layover lang onte. I spent fucking $18 on a burrito because I was so hungry and CCL, bro. I was so hungry and I was like, fuck. $18, pare? 900 pesos? Fuck!
Wow. Wait, but that's in the airport,
right? Yeah, which is normally expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's how they get you, man.
But in Jamaican pati sa Naiya, 75 lang. I mean, 75 lang. I mean...
Compared to an $18 burrito. That better be like, you know, like dusted really, with gold flakes
okay,
and shit.
It was okay. That's yun, derecha kami ano, San Diego because as I've said before, I'm coming here to celebrate my mom's birthday. My cousin's getting married next week. May ibang pinsan ko parating na. I have my two twin cousins from Australia. We hung out. They're here na, so we've been hanging out. Last night, pumunta kami sa In-N-Out. As is customary, if it's your first timers, San Diego or California in general, you have to get In-N-Out.
Never tried it, but I've always wanted to. I'm not the biggest like burger person, pero parang pag nakikita ko yung I don't know animal burger,
animal style fries, animal style fries, yeah.
Like parang natatakam ako palagi, but I've never.
Yeah. Si Marisa nga yan eh. Marisa went to the States before. Sabi nga, parang okay lang In-N-Out. And then sabi nga, okay, fine. Tapos ano, sabi nga, dalhin mo nga ang In-N-Out. Sabi nga, no. You've disrespected my burger long enough.
You don't get,
said, no,
you
no,
don't
no
get
second
to reap the benefits.
Sabi nga, mas masarap lang Sonic. Get the fuck out of here, man. Fucking Sonic. Man, Sonic
Wait,
sucks.
Isn't Sonic like, it's just in like the Midwest or something? Parang ganon.
Select states lang. And then they serve you on roller skate. Oh my God, I don't care. That Sonic's is not good, man. Compared to In-N-Out. Oh my God. Yeah, In-N-Out for me, like, I know, but I'm just overhyping it. I don't know. Like, In-N-Out for me is the best. Like, it's just the best burger.
I know some people are, like, hardcore Shake Shack fans.
Shake Shack, some are Five Guys fans, but for me, In-N-Out stands top out of all of them, man. All of them. I don't think it's the California in me, because they represent In-N-Out, California.
Yeah.
I just really think it's good. And it's consistent. It always it's tasted the same since, you know, I was living here. And price-wise, it's affordable, but I mean, everything here is so expensive. I remember talking last year how inflation is just... Because sa Pilipinas, inflation, you know, we feel it. But here, I don't know, man, everything is just double the price from when I left. It's so insane, man. So,
tapos syempre, you earn in pesos.
In pesos? Grabe. As in, I'm trying to, you know, when I think about it, for Filipino peso earners who aren't earning six digits a month, for example, dude, ang hirap magbakasyon dito. You really cannot enjoy yourself unless you bring a lot. You need to bring minimum siguro para lang maka-enjoy. If you're not paying for accommodation, kung may family ka dito, you need, I think, minimum 150,000 pesos, $3,000.
Just
to
dwindle down, as in. 100%. Tapos the thing is, you're gonna be spending it on like normal things. You're not even gonna buy like a Chanel bag or something. No. As in, literally, it's just for food and paying for like ticket prices or whatever.
Grabe, Disneyland is like, parang Disneyland is like 10,000 pesos na for a ticket? Parang $200 na yata.
You mean like a normal
day pass?
Like,
parang ganun.
What?
Yeah, parang 7-8K na yung day pass. It's crazy.
Are you gonna go to Disneyland?
Well, gusto nila eh. Wala akong choice. I have to pony up, man.
Right, yeah.
Unless ililibre nila. I'm gonna go. But I wanna go to Disneyland.
Alam mo, ganyanin mo na lang yung mga pinsan mo. That's a tactic na parang, ako gusto ko pumunta. Unless ililibre nyo.
Ay, ganyan na lang ako. Yung isang pinsan, si Kuya Jed. Bago kami umalis, kasi nandun yung mga pinsan sa'yo. Uy, lilibre na tayo ni Kuya Jed ng mga fries mamaya. Yes! Sabi ko.
That's how you get it, man.
Yeah, man. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I'll update you guys throughout the week because I'll be here for another 2 weeks. So we're gonna be recording our mixes, US, UK, no? International.
Guys, hirap na kami.
Ayan, di ba yung pinag-usapan namin ni Rica? Anong oras ba yung... Kasi may meeting din kami sa Pilipinas, di ba? So if it's 7 p.m. here, what time is it in Manila? What time is it in London?
Dude, and then the thing is, you're also gonna go to Vegas.
Well, Vegas, same time lang.
Ah, same time.
Same time zone. Pero, hassle lang, time zones, man.
Hassle, yeah. But, you know, we have to do it.
We gotta do it, man.
You know?
Anyway.
This is how we want to live our lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, pretty much. So, Finn, for me, man. So, shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow.
Okay, pag-usapan natin yung Ben and Ben. Rica sent this to me and then I've kind of been following up on it. Let's talk about it. And the person involved in it as well. The one who posted this on Facebook. Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
Yes.
Sige.
Okay, so somebody posted on Facebook. And actually, once you search it on Twitter, you're going to see it right away. So somebody posted on Twitter about their complaints about Ben and Ben. So basically, they were supposed to get Ben and Ben for their wedding. And then they got quoted 750,000 pesos. And if you guys, you probably forgot or whatever, but Ben and Ben right now, it's not just two people, they're a full-on band.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ang disclaimer daw nung kausap nila when they got the quote was, hindi sure if makakapunta si Ben or si Miguel, tama?
Miguel and
Benjamin.
Benjamin and Miguel.
Miguel,
bali,
yes.
Dalawang brothers.
Dalawang Ben.
Yung front men nila. Yung front men.
Nakakatawa kasi dun sa post nakalagay, pero may disclaimer sila na baka hindi makapunta si Ben or si Ben. So okay. So that was the whole issue.
Uh-huh.
Tapos required pa din daw sila to pay the down payment. And then, yun nga, hindi sure na makakapunta yung frontman. And then, so the person who posted on Facebook continued on, you know, asking questions. So ano to, parang last minute performance. Hindi sila magpa-perform if hindi nila feel. Tapos, it went on with saying, and this is their words, saying na, yumayabang na kayo from 350,000 talent fee in less than 2 years ago, naging 2 times na bigla. Tapos, ang sagot daw sa kanila, with the person that they're talking to, magaling daw yung mga kasamahan nila and the rest of the band, and alam naman daw lahat ng songs and arrangements, so it's like they're gonna get the whole, you know, Ben and Ben experience. Which, honestly, I think we have a lot to talk about that one.
Right, right.
And then a person named Jake Abella, and we are actually not sure if Jake Abella is the same person that posted the original post, but Jake Abella posted or commented on the post saying that not only were they brats during the Lenny campaign, napakabastos mag-post ng katatawanan regarding sa reaction at inis ng Tanya Markova sa kanila, which is another band.
Mm.
And then went on with another complication with an inquiry And then saying na sinabihan daw sila ng management na we'll get back to you after a week, but they didn't actually respond. So basically, this person is again complaining. And may we remind you that Jake Abella is the same person that went viral on Facebook about the, yung parang naiirita siya sa Gen Z because they're asking for more money.
Mm, I remember that.
And, you know, remember that one? Yeah. We also talked about it on the podcast, mm-hmm. like saying na parang, you know, you're ungrateful or whatever. So when I found out about that, medyo parang I just didn't really sit right with me na parang, okay, so...
Nakikisigay lang yung sa issue.
Oo eh, hindi ko alam eh if like, because honestly, when I first saw the post, I was like, but where are the receipts? These are all just hearsay.
Yeah.
You know, so hindi ko alam if ano whatever like happened in between your conversations kasi walang screenshots or emails or whatever. So Ben and Ben actually posted on their Facebook account, right?
Yeah, they actually released a statement. I'll just read it. It says, "Hi, kakalungkot at kakapagod na nabubuhay tayo ngayon sa panahong kailangan pa nating ipagtanggol ang sarili sa fake news. Basta tugtog, sulat at awit na lang kami para sa inyo." So basically, they're saying this is all fake news because not only was that the thing that Jake Abella kind of reposted and commented on, in the comments there were other people, I'm guessing different people. There was one, a screenshot from Reddit. There was one from, I think, another Facebook post about different stories about Ben and Ben. One Dao, they showed up late to an event that they were scheduled for at 6. They got there at 9. Another one says that they were taking goods from like their store and then they would post only one time, but the goods were worth like $250,000. Of course, unsubstantiated in terms of proof. So... Mm-hmm. I'm guessing Ben and Ben is addressing all of this now. This is all fake news. And you know what? I believe them. I believe Ben and Ben. You know what I mean? Because the guy, see Jake Abella and the others, it's giving, ano, Rendon Labrador vibes. Gets more.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's true. Yung parang just to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Just to actually get people on their wagon and be like, oh, you know, kami din, you know, this experience, whatever. This was our experience. But the thing is, it's like, I don't know, but for me, kasi these things, I feel like it's something that you talk about in private with the actual person,
organizer,
or in this case,
management, true.
You know, their management, you know, that's how you kind of like fix this kind of problem. Kasi going on the internet and then ranting about and then getting people to jump on, you know, whatever it is that you're complaining about. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. It will bring up the issue to the public, but will it actually
fix
anything?
Nah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi, and most of the time, and I'm not saying that, you know, these things didn't happen or like, you know, sometimes, you know, I've actually had experiences before na parang late yung band or whatever. And there are multiple reasons why these things happen, especially in like live events.
Yeah.
But Ika, what do you think about like, let's say that complaint na, oh, you know, they were actually brats?
I mean, who knows? Kasi, I mean, sometimes my attitude talaga yung mga tao. I mean, we're not excluded from that. But just in general, it's not like your favorite artists or celebrities are perfect people. Yeah, maybe they're having a bad day. But we can't tell. You know, how will we know? Like, because I can share experiences, for example, of maybe celebrities that, oh, parang I didn't really like how they talked to me. For example, I could do that. But what does that do? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't really help any cause in a sense. Sure. I mean, if you're mad at them, I get it. Like, but the biggest issue here is, you know, if it is true, that's really a big smear on the band. So coming up with a statement like this, it could be, I don't know, there could be cause for lawful like complaint or whatever. Yeah.
Like defamation.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So these are things that you can't easily write. Like, you can always share your sentimental story or your firsthand stories about how a person was. But when it comes to like, oh, they didn't show up and they didn't, you know, they didn't do this, they didn't fulfill their job, that ibang usapan na yun. And I think that's more of a personal thing that needs to be handled, like you said, through management and through legal channels outside of social media, like the witch hunt on social media.
The thing is, actually, I actually came across this one thread on Threads talking about certain influencers that are talking about, you know, what's happening in the world, basically like their opinions on different things that are happening in the world. And what this actual that what this person is saying is that siya parang parang ina-encourage niya yung sarili niyang influencers, eh yung sarili niyang audience, kasi influencer din siya, ina-encourage niya na to not blindly follow him or her, like as an influencer, kung ano yung thoughts niya. Kasi yes, you are free to actually say your opinions about something. You can actually express whatever you want to express. Pero parang, this post is actually reminding people that, yes, there could be influencers that, you know, you look up to and whatever, but there are actual news source and there are actual, like, true information out there that you can get. And do not blindly follow somebody just because you know they're famous on Facebook,
right?
Or
I mean, si diba? Jacob Bailey has 17k. Si Rendon Labrador, I don't know why people follow Rendon. I hate that guy. I don't care. I'm gonna say it on the record. That guy's so kupal. Why?
The thing is, I feel like that's their whole you know stand. That's their whole thing. You know, people hate them. And then a lot of people also like them because they say what they can't say online. So parang siya yung nagiging parang voice of the people. But the thing is, that's what I really want to say on here. Like, sometimes parang dahil, you know, you look up to this person, you think that they're saying what you can't say, you know, online. Parang feeling ko nakakalimutan na natin na these things are just their opinion, that they're actually not the real thing. Nakakalimutan natin that yes, they are free to do that. Pero sa totoo ba yung mga sinasabi nila unang-una? And that's the reason why, you know, like important talaga yung news and actual journalism, because there are rules and regulations that people actually go through. People actually study these things. Tapos sasabihin nyo na itong isang news agency that actually employs people who have studied, you know, like journalism or whatever, like some degree, eh hindi totoo yung sinasabi nila. But you know, it's just, for me, parang grabe na talaga ngayon. Sobrang blurred na talaga yung line.
Yeah.
Or, you know, with people who literally just say their opinions online, pero pinaniniwalaan na siya as truth.
Yeah, I watched this movie recently. I forgot which streaming platform. I think Amazon or Netflix. It's called She Said. Tungkol siya sa Harvey Weinstein na yung mga Me Too movement. And it just follows two journalists who go and try to find information from different women who are afraid to come forward. And what's crazy is that dami na nilang kwento, like in a sense, may bala na sila that they could use. But since some of the women that they were talking to, they're like, please don't put this on the record. Like they don't. Like based off of morality and like journalist ethics and stuff. So I was like, well, yeah. Cause in your mind, you're like, bakit hindi nilang sabihin to? Like, why can't they just say it even though, you know, cause they have firsthand accounts. But yun nga, if they're not comfortable saying this is on the record, or if they don't have any, you know, mga like documents proving anything, they won't report it because it's not right to do so. So in a sense, Rendon Labrador and people like Jacob Bailey, they're skipping that process. They're just going straight for the jugular na wala pang mga substantiated or at least hard evidence. And I think that's really, you know, I think that's the kind of the parallel here with this story and what happens with other big stories. So real journalism versus social media journalism, I think is really what we're highlighting here. So yun lang. I mean, you just gotta find the facts, right? Follow the facts.
Actually, even with us, even with what we say here on the podcast, yes, you know, we read out stuff to you, what we see on the internet, but we never... Ako, honestly, I never want, you know, our listeners to take what we say as is.
Oh, sabi kasi ni Rika JC, di ba?
Pero like, di ba, parang we always end with, but you know, if we are wrong, please tell us. You know, Google it also, like triangulate. There's such a thing as triangulation. Okay, na parang if you've only heard it in one place, I mean... You gotta check it in other places.
Can you imagine if we are the breaking, we are the breaking news for a story?
Bro, weren't we in the politics section of before, Spotify?
Before number one yata tayo sa news and politics sa Spotify.
Oh gosh.
Oh man.
But yeah, I think I mean, one of the reasons why obviously we do the podcast is because obviously we enjoy doing this, mm-hmm. but also, you know, this is only one point of like information, mm-hmm. and we're not even saying that, you know, whatever we say here is the truth and you should believe it and whatever. We actually want to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, we regurgitate information. It's not like we come up with this stuff and say this is from mm-hmm. us. We always just say it's from somebody else and then we discuss mm-hmm. it. So reminder, that don't use us as sources.
Exactly. And the thing is, the reason why we want to do this also is because we want you to keep doing it with other people. Like, get some na parang, you know, keep the conversation going. Because most of the time, that's how you, you know, really improve on something. That's how you get to actually know the truth. Like, kung saan yung source. Mm. So, kumbaga parang, ano na kami? Like, starting point.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, man. Yeah. Any more thoughts on this?
That's it, man.
All right. Well, pal, let's talk about favorite theme song, one of the best theme songs ever from Friends. But we have to talk about the sad news regarding Matthew Perry, who played Chandler
Muriel Bing. Did you know that that's his middle name? Muriel. Yeah. Gosh. He's actually, you know, I mean, he's well known as Chandler Bing, yeah. but we're talking about Matthew Perry, who passed away this week, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. He was found dead in his hot tub. It was drowning, according to at least initial investigations. There was no indication of foul play. Because when I first heard the news, unang isip ko, just because, you know, we've known in the past, or if you're a fan of his, you know that he was struggling with addiction issues. So maybe a lot of people were thinking maybe it was a drug overdose. So far, there's in terms of the investigation that we've seen online, it doesn't indicate that he died of an overdose. It was just probably accidental. So no foul play. And yeah, he died in his home, in his hot tub. What a sad way to go, you know. They said that maybe he had a heart attack. And then,
yeah,
because hot tubs and heart conditions, though, I've learned, are not really a good mix. I didn't know that.
Diba parang they don't allow, like, also pregnant ladies in there, people with heart problems. Because even, like, a normal person, when you go in there, sometimes if you go in there for too long, you kind of can't breathe. Alam mo yun, medyo may hilo ka.
Yeah, dude, one time I was drinking with my friends lang, like, and then in their apartment complex, my hot tub. Medyo tipsy na. I was in the hot tub for mga 5 minutes lang. When I got out, dude, as in, parang my world was spinning. Because you really heat up your body to a temperature that it's not used to. So if it did happen in that way, it's very understandable na. Baka something happened with his heart and then he couldn't get out na. Grabe na. What a tragic way to go.
It is tragic. And obviously a lot of people commemorated him and like his life. And actually, one of like the most touching things that I've seen online right now, like people in New York who are fans of Friends, they went to the apartment building where, you know, like they shot the outside of the Friends apartment, but it's actually a set. But that was like the outside of the building. They laid flowers there and letters and, you know, like they lit candles, you know, just to celebrate his life, remember him. In one of he did say that, you know, he is happy to be remembered as Chandler from Friends, but he hopes that, you know, he's remembered by other things. Because if you guys didn't know, actually, back in 2012, he turned his Malibu Beach compound into a men's sober living facility because he dedicated his life to, you know, helping addicts to overcome their addiction. So that's only one of the few things that he did for other people. Without even, you know, the spotlight on him. He just really wanted to do that because, yes, he had a life of of addiction. There was a point in his life that he was struggling with that. And actually, you know what? I do remember the reunion, the friends reunion. And I'm happy that, you know, that he was still part of it, that that all happened. But seeing that was also, I don't know what to feel about it, because I don't want to say that I'm sad for him. Na parang he's changed so much, because everybody changes. Like, over the years, people get old.
The show came out 20 plus years ago, right? So there's just got bound to be change.
Yes. But alam mo yun, yung parang maybe I just was a little shocked with what I saw. Na parang, wow, this isn't, you know, the person that you see. Because to be honest, like, I still watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I don't know if his co-stars have actually spoken up.
They have. They released, so, because I was inaabangan ko din yun eh. Like, I was looking on their Instagram. I'm sure, because, you know, some other celebrities who weren't part of the Friends cast did post. And then the Friends official Instagram also posted something right away. But I was waiting because, you know, these are cast members that were through thick and thin and have a connection for 10 years. So, So Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer, they released a joint statement to People magazine. The statement goes, "We are also utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. We were more than just castmates. We are a family. There is so much to say, but right now we're going to take a moment to grieve and process this unfathomable loss. In time, we will say more as and when we are able. For now, our thoughts and our love are with Maddie's family, his friends, and everyone who loved them around the world." Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to say anything if I was, you know, like.
And actually, I remember seeing this one interview of them, Matthew Perry, saying that whenever somebody sees another cast member, like from Friends, the five of them, whenever they see each other in a party,
the night's done.
The night's gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the night's over. They're going to talk to them the whole night. And I feel like that's like a depiction of how close they actually are outside of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I did saw Salma Hayek's Instagram post as well. Where, you know, she posted photos and just, you know, like sharing her grief as well, losing a friend and a co-star. So, wow. When I saw it one morning, I was like, I cannot believe this.
Yeah, it didn't
wow.
feel real. Like, it felt, it didn't feel real. Because, I mean, he's still pretty young. He did so much to overcome his problems, so... Shit, man. Like, and then after that, of course, I'm sure as a lot of people did, maybe went on, watched the show, or I went on YouTube and just looked up Chandler Bing's like best sarcastic moments. And man, I really didn't realize how much of an impact Friends had on me in terms of my, I think it really did have a big impact on my perspective on life and as well as my sense of humor. I think that I really, like, Chandler Bing is one of the characters that has influenced my sense of humor. Because I'm not a comedian, right? But I think that like, people think I'm a funny guy when I, you know, my friends think I'm pretty humorous. And a lot of it stems from Chandler, like Chandler Bing's character, and Joey, I guess, to some extent, right? Grabe, like just seeing the jokes, they hit the same all the time, right? And my favorite being... there's a few. Yung isa, yung kay Monica when he's talking about how many cameras are actually on you, and they buy that one. And then there's one about the clowns with Joey. It's like heads or tails, clowns. You know, and Joey's like, well, heads is ducks because ducks have ducks have heads. That's how many Chandler. What kind of scary ass clowns went to your brain? Grabe, man. So iconic his character.
So if you really connect with Chandler, that means you mask your emotions with humor.
Actually, you know, I'm fine. because I'm super uncomfortable in some certain situations. I make jokes at inappropriate times that to myself usually.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You'd be a hoot at a party. You'd be a great party guest, man.
Man. I mean, do you have any, sure as a fan, right? You must have some favorite moments.
Actually, Friends itself like really has a big impact on me and especially my adult life. Because I do remember when I was younger, I watch it because, you know, it's entertaining, you know. But right now, I really honestly, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but I cling on to the show to the point na pag nawala siya sa Netflix, magkaka-anxiety attack ako. Kasi like, I literally play it in the background when I go to sleep, when I cook, when I... Every month, siguro, I binge the whole season because that's just how I roll, okay?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of life and, lessons on that show, man. Really.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, speaking of, because I always say that Lisa Kudrow is my favorite. Like, Phoebe is my favorite friend. Mm. But the next would be, I think, Chandler.
Chandler.
Kasi last ko talaga si Ross.
Yeah, Ross is, I mean, nothing against David Schwimmer. Ross is so cool pale.
Exactly.
I don't care about Ross.
Alam mo, I do remember talking to somebody that I said that my least favorite friend was Ross because of, you know, his story and everything in the show Friends. Right. Tapos parang they went on berating me, no, parang asking me, bakit, why, what do you have against Dave, whatever? And I'm like, dude, chillax. We're talking about the character and not David Schwimmer, okay? So anyway, so Chandler would be my second favorite friend. And especially with this point in my life right now, I really resonate with that time in like season 11 na siguro to?
Seven, eight?
Hindi.
10. Last, kasi hanggang 10 lang yung seasons, di ba?
Ah, sorry, 10. Sorry. Ano ba yung
season? Baka 7, 8. Baka 7, 8. Baka Grey's Anatomy yung pan.
Feeling ko, season 10 na to eh. Kasi ito na yung nag-shift siya from his like data analyst job to a job in the creative industry, which is advertising. And it just really speaks to me right now, especially at this time of my life, na parang, grabe, he had that audacity to actually, you know what I mean? To actually pursue what he wants. But the thing is, obviously, kasi like you said, di ba you searched it, na he, within the show, in the storyline, Chandler is actually the richest among the friends.
Mm-hmm.
So baka posible na parang, you know, that's the reason why he was able to shift. Pero syempre mahirap pa rin, because I do remember in the show, he was like, you know, yung mga kasama ko dito, sobrang mga bata, you know, they're all like, well, for us, like, kunwari, they're all Gen Z. And they all know everything. Right, I don't. Yeah. Stuff like that. So,
and I think,
but the lesson there actually is, and he took that as his advantage. You know, he has more experience, you know, working as an employee and in life in general.
Yeah.
So, parang medyo for me, dun ako parang ngayon, what speaks to me. But I do like a lot of his. My favorite scene was when they were, Monica and Chandler were secretly dating. Tapos gusto ni Monica ng chicken. Yung nasa tub sila.
Oh, yeah.
Tapos yung umilalo si chicken.
He went under the, she went underwater.
She went underwater. Yeah. Tapos parang si Joey, okay, so you're just having a bath? At saka alam mo ba, if you think about it, grabe yung generosity ni Chandler din when
Super.
It comes to Joey.
Oh yeah, he
grabe.
Fed him for, I mean, he funded him for years.
Yeah, for
true
years.
True friend, di ba? Yeah. I think also...
So ganito, JC, you resonate with Chandler.
Oh, di ba?
So feeling ko true friend ka din sa akin eh. Transfer mo na! Alam mo yung bank account ko!
And I think Matthew Perry had for me one of the most, because I mean, as much love as Ross and Rachel get as being like having the most emotional moments in the series, for me, the most well acted, one of the best exit scene is when Monica proposes to Chandler.
Oh
when,
my gosh.
Right? So good.
For me, that's the best. For me, that is like the top tier like romantic moment and relationship in Friends.
Yeah.
Kasi like Rachel and Ross, yeah, okay, fine, whirlwind, whatever. Mm-hmm. Pero for me, parang sobrang solid nila together.
I always,
whenever I binge watch it every month, I always tell Ryan na parang, I'm only crying because this is such an emotional scene.
Yeah.
And I'm not crying because I'm sad.
It was one of the few scenes that I teared up on in tears, in Friends.
Yeah, it was
really, because, you know, as much as he's known for his comedic chops, he's a great actor. Like, he was a great actor in general. Galing. And also, he had other movies. We were talking about it pre-prod, not in, you know, 17 Again was a
17
fun
Again. I know.
The Whole Nine Yards. I enjoyed The Whole Nine Yards, The Whole 10 Yards. Fools Rush In was also one that I liked from him. So, man, Matthew Perry, what a loss. Like, it really, and, you know, people were saying, you know, a lot of the, I guess, comments that we're seeing, the titles of the Friends episodes are The One With blah, blah, blah. So yes. A lot of the comments were The One Where We All Lost a Friend. And I really feel like that encapsulates how everyone felt. I saw so many of my friends, I saw so many of my friends on Facebook doing literally paragraphs of writing about a person that they've never met. And I think if there's anything that, you know, if Matthew Perry is looking down upon and seeing everything, I'm glad that he'll be able to see that, you know, the impact that he had in everyone's lives as an actor and as a person for, you know, the stuff like you talked about where he was helping people who were going through, who struggled with addiction like he did. What a great guy, right? I mean, we don't know him personally, but to me, he was a good guy and he was a friend, right? So, man.
Oh, we all lost a friend. Now he's an angel.
Sad. All right. Any more thoughts on Matthew Perry?
That's it, man. I think that's a good way to end it.
Yeah. Well, pow. All right. As promised, we're going to do a couple more Where You've Been since we only had two TTs this week. So we're going to answer a couple that were left over from last week. This one, kind of related to stuff that we've talked about in the past, but from Instagram says, what's the longest that you've been single? And also, what are your go-to questions during first dates? Ooh. Longest.
Well, longest I've been single was before the first relationship.
Right. How about in between, after the first one, what was the longest?
In between, I think parang same lang yung time in between those like two relationships. So parang a year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay.
A year to a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have considered yourself a, because there's a term, right? Serial dater.
Serial dater.
I know people like that.
Because to be honest, I've had pretty like rough relationships before and very traumatic to the point that after the relationship, I was not really looking for anything. Mm. That's why I feel like I'm a firm believer of when you're not looking, that's when you meet them.
Right.
Parang ganun. Yeah, so it was all like by chance. I wasn't even open to dating anybody. Mm. But, you know, I always take it by the feel of it. Na parang, oh, this feels good. I feel like we are connected and stuff like that. So, so there. Yes. So siguro mga a year to a year and a half, okay, probably.
I can about three, four years in between. But that's like a serious relationship. Like I would always just maybe date in between. But when it comes to yung long-term relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, you might, you know, determining the label, ganun, three years, I think, is the longest. The second half of that question, Ricky, go-to questions when, maybe not during first day, but like in the getting to know thing. Do you have go-to? I'm sure it changes now, right? So it's changed over time.
I honestly don't have go-to questions. Siguro parang, alam mo ba, na-realize ko lang that I am not the type of person that asks about your job on like the first few dates.
Okay.
Like, si Ryan, hindi ko nalaman na nurse pala siya.
Ah, talaga?
If hindi lang sinabi sa anong friends niya or something. Basta parang, but obviously, once I get into it, sobrang dami ko ng questions after that. Pero parang for me, like, hindi siya like factor kung ano yung ginagawa mo sa buhay mo.
Mm.
Parang ganun. At that point when we met, obviously. Tapos parang, so I don't really have a set of questions na parang will determine if this is the person for me or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I just stick with the usuals, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, actually, medyo big deal sa akin yung if napapatawa mo ko. I really like it when it's like the whole situation is a fun situation and it's not like natatakot ka or kinakabahan ka or being like even aloof ganun. Yung parang, you know, some people are like, oh, parang hot sila kasi ini-ignore nila ako. Ayoko nga, ini-ignore ako. Di ba? May ganun. May ganun kaya.
God, I know he wants me so bad. That's why he doesn't talk to me.
Ganun.
No, I get it.
Don't believe that. Don't, they're assholes.
True. Yeah, I think the standard question. Ano yun?
Sorry, nakita mo yung, ano, yung isang interview ni Central C. Do you know Central C?
I do not know. Who's Central C?
Yung, Wait, I feel like you've heard a song of him, like, kasi nag-trend siya sa Twitter before. But anyway, may isa siyang interview na sinabi niya na parang, oh, I like girls who don't care about me. And then once they, you know, once they actually care about me and profess their love, I don't want them anymore. And parang, oh, what the hell is that? Like, what the
I gotta look that up, man. Same lang. I mean, same as you in terms of standard. I mean, obviously, you want to know what they like doing for fun, hobbies and stuff, so that you can, you know, if ever you guys want to plan something, then you can make that work. Usually, you know, what are you into? Movies, games, sports, stuff like that. The job, but I asked for the job, but not because. I mean, I just want to know more about the person. So, mga standard questions lang siguro. Mm-hmm. Just
how much do you earn? Ganon.
No, di ba? Di ba?
May investment ka na ba?
Ganon. Then on from Lance says, a two-part question. But I like the second part because we've answered a lot about like TV shows and stuff already in the past. The second question is from Lance. I just started working in Ortigas this month. Any tips or hacks since Rika and I both worked in Ortigas and lived in close proximity to Ortigas mm-hmm. before. Any tips or hacks for Ortigas Center?
Ano ba?
Saturday, Sunday, lagi sarado yung Emerald, yung F Ortigas Junior yeah. Road. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to bike or rent a bike. Or dati kasi may bancheta dun eh. I don't know if they still do it. But you could buy food there in the mornings. It's nice. It's a nice place to kind of just chill out if you want to, you know, go hang out there.
Ah! I have one. There are certain car parks where you can actually go in and then go out the other way. Like, meron lang maliit na parang gate that's a corner of the car park that you can go in from one street and then you don't have to go around the corner. You can just pass by there and it's free and it's like, pero medyo sketchy siya kasi minsan walang ilaw, ganon. But there's a few there. You just have to look.
Yeah.
And then there's also, oh, one of like for me, hidden gems. I don't know if it's still there. Hopefully it's still there. It's a Korean cafe / supermarket at, oh my god.
Ah, Ruby. I know. Ruby Road.
Sa Ruby.
Nandun pa. Nandun pa siya. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yon. Mm-hmm. So there. For me, parang medyo hidden gem siya. Kasi ang cute, ang cozy sa loob. And then you can actually like, you know, get stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else? Ano pa ba?
There's a lot of restaurants dun sa my F. Ortigas Jr. Like around the area there. Sa Ruby Road, sa Topaz, sa Sapphire. A lot of places that if you're not feeling fast food, may mga smaller restaurants. There's a Korean restaurant behind, I forgot the name of that road. Shit. I think Emerald is, Emerald Road mismo, heading towards Galleria. May Korean restaurant din, sobrang sarap ng food nila dun. I forgot the name.
Though. I think I remember you telling me about that.
Legit. Yeah. It was good. In terms of other what hacks else? Or Ortigas, I mean, I can't really think anymore. Dati kasi, di ba, may mga bus dumadating sa Galleria. But now you have to go to the Mega Mall. I guess if you go Mega Mall, or if you have to go Mega Mall, may mga, yun nga, may car park din na pwede mo daan and you can go cut through so you can get to the Tech Tide and Ortigas Center. Ano pa ba, no? There's so many.
Ano, siguro if you're really gonna go around Ortigas at one point, like, park ka sa, ang tawag mo dito? Park ka sa Mega Mall and then just walk around. You don't have to like transfer like parking spaces time. Diba? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kasi actually, yung parking sa Ortigas Center itself, it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So you would rather just park in Podium or Galleria and then walk to the building that you're gonna go to.
Yeah, yung ginagawa ni Alvin dati, our former co-DJ Alvin, he would always park in Mega Mall. And he would walk diba? To the office.
Kasi parang usually flat rate or like very, very cheap. Pwede rin sa TMC, I think.
Saan yun? Medical center. Layo na nun, pare.
Or like whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm.
Oh, remember that restaurant that we go to like when we were jocks at RX? Yung that restaurant, Ang Pulo.
Ah, Ang Pulo sa may ano,
sa may parang
auto park. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sarap. For me, if you guys really want like a very affordable like night out, tapos ang sarap ng pagkain. Oh my God, ang sarap ng pagkain doon. Like, yung parang fried fried bangus nila with garlic on. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can already taste it.
God. Maganda yung bike lane sa Ortigas. So you can make that an option maybe to commute there. Maraming ano. And you can park your bike sa mga car parks. Usually free of charge yun eh. Or if ever,
you just 20 need a
pesos
lock.
Yung ano. Minsan 20 pesos lang yung ano. Singil nila.
That's some a places, scam.
Which is,
honestly.
I think so too. But if ever, worst case na kailangan mo. 20 pesos versus the day rate ng car park.
Whatever, man. Might as well just, you know what? If you're gonna charge for a bike, you know, bike parking, just don't have it altogether. Because literally, you can do that with a tree. Mm, you know what I mean? Like, diba? Parang, kasi diba, what type of security are you implementing? Mm. Why would we need to pay for bike parking? Oh my gosh, I'm so mad. Anyway.
Next question. Let's do one more. Ito medyo heavy because Rika and I discussed this a while back when we were starting the season. Mm. But what are your thoughts on the things that are going on in Gaza, like the whole Palestine and Israel thing? We decided not to do it as a TD because there's so much information, and also we didn't want to, you know, get the wrong info out there because right now there's a lot of disinformation passed around on both sides, right? I want to answer first because I wasn't super familiar with the issue and whatever. But for me, my conclusion is what a lot of people I've seen post also, like, there's a lot of wrong on both sides. But Palestine has been getting the shit end of things for a long time, right? And that's why there's that hashtag Free Palestine. And dude, I really think that's what has to happen. Like, Israel needs to stop picking on the Palestinians. Of course, there's the terrorist side. There's the terrorist like arm ng Palestine. Then the ones that started this. I think that was the start of this issue. But it's not, they don't represent all of Palestine, right? And for me, that's what I'm kind of gathering from my information gathering and looking up online. Grabe, no? It's like a genocide happening right now.
Yeah.
It's fucking so crazy. And I hope it just stops, man. Like, I don't know how it's gonna resolve. It's insane, man.
I mean, like you said, it has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And on my part, honestly, I do encourage people to actually inform themselves about how this all started. Because for me, when I did that, it kind of like made it clear and made me understand better what's happening right now. And honestly, if you're not the type of person to read a whole, you know, New York Times article about it or whatever, I recommend you to go to AJ Plus, which is the Al Jazeera like digital news arm, AJ Plus, and then look up their post on how this all started. I think you have to scroll down a bit more. And it's actually a very informative post.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are like Gen Z or like the younger generation, I feel like you would understand it better. So for me, as a responsible human being and, you know, like a broadcaster tayo, eh, diba?
Mm-hmm.
I want to direct you to places that actually inform you better than myself.
Right.
Because right now, I don't even know what to say about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything. So I feel like you would be better equipped if you go to, you know, like legitimate news sources. And I do recommend going to like AJ Plus and going to YouTube even. They have a lot of things with visuals that you can understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are I do follow this one journalist who is in Gaza right now, I believe.
Okay.
And taking photos and videos and reporting literally live
from
Gaza. And I've seen his posts, and I was actually I've seen his posts, and a lot of his posts are very graphic, so you have to be careful when you go there. His name is Motaz Azaiza on Instagram, and apparently his Instagram profile, although it is still live, it's not recommended to people who don't follow him. Kasi sobrang
parang
graphic.
Parang na-shadow ban siya in a sense.
Oh, parang siyang na-shadow ban, essentially. But he has 12 million followers right now. Wow. And he's... This is the thing. I think that the reason why a lot of people turn to him as a news source, well, because he is part of the press. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. But also, wala nang... No more filter. Mm-hmm. No more anything. Talagang straight to the point kung ano yung nakita niya, ire-report niya, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, if you guys want to look at that, but please with caution,
okay?
Because even the first few photos, you're not gonna like it,
right?
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's what I want to say.
Yeah, there we go. So yeah, that's the podcast for today. Don't worry, even though we're in different countries right now, we're still gonna record for the next until I get back to the Philippines. But if you do want to send in Gatas a question or email us, it's all The Halala Show. We have a Facebook, The Halala Show Leche Fam, thehalalashow@gmail.com. We also have Instagram at Halala Show. And of course, I think a lot of people have been watching our little short vids on there.
I know.
People commenting about Alas Juicy and checking it out.
Sometimes I don't even watch the reels because it's so weird to see myself. Sometimes parang, oh my gosh, I'm hearing myself talk. This is so cringy. Anyway,
but check out mo ba yung Alas Juicy? Did you check it out?
Ayoko pa. Wait lang. Hindi pa ako ready as a person.
Okay. And yeah.
But yes, check us out everywhere. thehalalashow@gmail.com if you want to send us whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then also our Facebook page, our Facebook group.
Yeah.
It's a private Facebook group. It's called The Halala Show Leche Fam. And you can just join there. It's easy. Discuss.
Yeah, somebody actually shared, diba, last week I shared my deadly phobia of frogs. Like I went on a story.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Leche fan who shared their deadly phobia. And it's worms naman, worms. As in, same feeling as Mina, you can't breathe. You can't move. Even he said typing the words worms made him squeamish or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get that. Dude,
It's serious.
So,
siguro hindi niya mapanood si Heidi Klum when she was a worm. Sorry. Remember that one Halloween when she dressed up as a worm?
Hindi ko maalala.
Oh,
I was thinking more of Bug's Life, you know? You can't watch a Bug's Life. Heidi Klum pwede din Bug's Life.
Promise. Okay, anyway, also, don't forget, you know, like, cuff me or whatever, but I already enjoy TikTok, like creating stuff on TikTok nowadays.
All right.
So, alam ko, I know, you know what? I do remember that one time before, like years ago when you were telling me, dude, TikTok is like gonna be the
future,
jam,
bro.
The future, man. Yeah. Like, I wasn't, at first, I was like, whatever, man. And now, look at me. So, yeah, if you want to follow our adventures here in the UK, just, you know, in general, whatever we encounter, we just like taking videos of it. It's our climbs on YouTube, on TikTok.
TikTok. Really. All right. There we go. When I came back from Sharjah in Europe, I was so lazy in the Philippines, man, doing nothing. But now that I have kind of time to think here, you know, where I'm in I'm not in my house where I'm super comfortable. I've been editing my Sharjah shit, and then I'm gonna edit my Europe stuff. So I have videos as well on the way. Okay, so check those out at It's Me JC. All right, that's the podcast, and we'll see you next week. Extra song. Halala Show later.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.